how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Tony Morrell is going to join us. Talking a lot of football today because we've got SEC Media Days with going on starting yesterday down in Atlanta. Had Dabo Swinney's dinner at his house last night with his media. And now the Dabo Swinney Golf Tournament. We'll be coming to you live from that after our show's over and having all kinds of interviews up at the Reserve at Lake Kiawe. Looking forward to that. We'll sneak in any of the news that came out of LSU, A&M, and Kentucky. Maybe some audio from those three head coaches from yesterday. Today at the SEC Media Days, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and Ole Miss. South Carolina goes on Thursday. Today, Dabo Swinney and his coaches up at their media day, obviously, or their golf outing, I should say. And then ACC Media Days get underway on Wednesday. So we'll have news and notes coming from both of those. Home Run Derby last night, Bryce Harper put on an absolute show, which was fascinating to see. We enjoyed watching all of that last night. All-Star Game tonight. Chris Sale versus Scherzer, Max Scherzer, up in D.C. We have Manny Machado. Looks like he's going to be traded something before the Orioles' next game. We'll kind of give you some of those teams to look for. I had the Final Four that was announced yesterday, the Final Four sites between now and 2026, including coming to Atlanta in 2020. We'll tell you more about some of the sites as far as those things are concerned. British Open starts now in about 30-something hours, because they'll start about 1 o'clock on Thursday morning, our time. So we'll give you some British Open tea times today, kind of give you some thoughts about the British Open. I did read this, where Tiger Woods said that the fairways are running faster than the greens. And Brent Snedeker says that with the right wind conditions, as firm and as fast as the fairways are, we could see a 500-yard drive at this golf tournament. We'll see what comes out of all that. Speaking of golf, results from our locals at the U.S. Girls Junior and Boys Junior, USGA Junior Championships. We'll give you a little update about that coming up. So a lot to do, including the talking season, which began yesterday. Some news notes coming out of that. The producer of the show, once again, in day two of week two, as Mr. Orr 24 and day two, week two of his fortnight over across the pond, is Mr. John Height, John underscore Height on Twitter, H-I-G-H-T. Good morning, my friend. How you doing over there, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Mickey?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. What did your day partake of? What did you partake in, I should say? What did your day consist of yesterday?
Well, the majority of the day took place with the day job.
Yeah.
And then just kind of went home, cooked some dinner. Some laundry.
Nice.
Real exciting time.
Exciting stuff. Yeah. You told me before the show, you didn't see the Home Run Derby.
I didn't.
You missed an absolute, I hate to say this, and I know people could think I'm being crazy or over dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best sporting events of the year so far.
I believe it. The Home Run Derby is always a fascinating event. I usually make a point to watch it every year. Unfortunately, last night I was not able to. But look forward to hearing about it.
You have to go back and watch the highlights of it. There was some like last swing home runs.
Really?
Some 460-foot bombs. Just really amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable athleticism. And then the guy that won it on his home turf, Bryce Harper.
Right.
Who hits these just moonshots. Beat Kyle Schwarber, who I thought had the thing wrapped up at one point in time. He had these dramatic home runs as well. But the thing I'll always remember from is, you know, Bryce Harper, who has bad hair,
mm-hmm.
bad fashion.
Right.
But brought another aspect into sports that we don't talk about enough. And something I try not to be too negative about. Didn't know that he now enters that bracket of 64 of the dumbest athletes in sports. His interviews in between the rounds were Dustin Johnson-like.
Really?
Yesterday. Oh. It was, well, Bryce, that, you came back, you got off to a hot start. Tell us about that round there, buddy. Just amazing home runs, hitting some bombs. I think it's, yeah, I've. Oh, man, this is awesome. I just want to hit it hard. Man, that's just, These fans are great.
Hey, Ricky Bobby, you want to go fast? Come on now.
Yeah, really, really riveting to see just how the dumb jock mentality was on full force last night up in our nation's capital.
So I guess to speak on the behalf of Mr. Or 24, can he handle the Yankee market next year then? Can he handle being a Yankee with all the media obligations that'll come along with it?
I would take him.
You'd be a team player and take Bryce Harper into that outfield.
I would. With that said, I don't know where he plays.
Left? DH? I guess those are really early two options at this point, but.
Yeah. And that means Stanton goes full-time DH? If he put Bryce Harper in left field?
I was thinking Bryce left, Stanton center, Judge right, but.
Can Stanton play center field, though?
Oh, I have no idea.
He's not in that big center. It's a huge center field. He can't play that.
Who's currently the starting center fielder?
Hicks, who's having a great year.
We'll just keep all reliable Hicks there in the middle. You can bookend them with Judge and Harper and, you know, put.
I don't want to spend the $250 million it's going to take, or $300 million, $400 million, whatever it's going to take. I don't want to spend that.
$250 million. Is he taking a pay cut to come to the Yankees?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. Good point. So you didn't see it last time, but it was really, 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 really good.
I'm going to go back and rewatch that.
Yeah, man.
That's for sure.
Again, now, let me ask you this. Because I say the best sporting, or it's not the best sporting of the year, don't get me wrong. It's one of the best.
Right.
I would say in chronological order in January, from what I remember in January, now that it's late or mid-July, the Georgia-Alabama finish in overtime for the national championship game is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl this year.
That was good.
Remind me of the Super Bowl this year.
You got to have two elite receiving threats in Nick Foles and Tom Brady duke it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was, watching both of them try to catch a football was entertaining.
What was the final of Super Bowl? How close was it?
I think Eagles won by 4 or 7, something like that. I can look it up, but it was a close game.
Yeah. So Super Bowl will be up there.
Super Bowl was good. Yeah, it was a very good game.
Continuing February, Daytona 500, I don't really remember it.
I don't remember that.
March Madness.
I mean, you had the Retrievers knocking off Virginia. That was exciting.
Yeah.
It was a good tournament. I mean, Clemson made a heck of a run.
Right.
Yeah, that was a good couple weeks.
Who won the national championship? Honest to goodness, man, I'm trying to think. I'm not, you think I'm joking right now.
No, I...
Like, you think... Oh my God, the old boy's joking.
No, I'm drawing a blank here right now, and I can't believe
it. You had the one team that went to Final Four, the Cinderella deal, boys.
Loyola.
Loyola went.
With Sister Jean.
Yeah, so that was good. Villanova beat Michigan. Blew them out in the finals by 17.
Gosh.
So that's nothing.
That wasn't even that long ago. How did I not remember that?
All of the Final Four was blowouts.
Right.
Villanova beat Kansas by 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Michigan won by 12 over Loyola. 11th seed made it, though. That's pretty memorable. They're right. Yeah.
The 16 over the one. There were some definitely good points in that tournament.
Yeah. Sure.
But obviously, it wasn't that memorable if we're sitting here 4 months later.
I didn't think the Masters was great this year with Patrick Reed winning. I didn't think there's anything great about the Masters in April.
It was its normal, enjoyable event.
Yeah. I didn't think there's anything unbelievable about that. Mm-hmm. That was the April event, probably. Yeah, the Triple Crown this year.
April. We had the spring game.
Yeah, yeah. Trevor Lawrence going crazy in the spring game. You're right about that.
T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Can't forget that.
Yeah, you can't forget that. But we a Triple Crown winner this year.
Right.
That was a great one. Through May, June, College World Series.
Had the World Cup.
Yeah, World Cup.
That was fun.
I'm telling you, man. I know you think I'm crazy when I tell you this. So far, I'd say the Alabama-Georgia game was the best sporting event of the year so far. But I think Bryce Harper last night was one of the 10 best sporting events of the year. Watching it.
I could buy that. I could buy it.
Guy was hitting bombs, and it was down the last second, and it was home crowd, and crowds all, it was really good. It was really good.
I like the countdown clock method they have now versus 10 outs or however they used to do it.
Yes, countdown clock, let the guy rip for as long as he wants to rip. Yeah. So, pretty cool stuff last night. I don't want to give too much into it, but that's pretty cool stuff there. You did watch a lot of the the coverage yesterday of the SEC Media Days.
I did. I read some articles last night on it, and it was there were some interesting tidbits. Today I did not find anything. I'll just go ahead and spoiler here. I didn't find anything interesting out of Mark Stoops in Kentucky, but the other two coaches.
He's not interesting, man. I watched Fisher and I watched Orgeron. I watched a little bit of Mark Stoops. I'm going to say I watched probably 5 minutes, maybe 8 minutes of Stoops, 20 minutes of Fisher, 20 minutes of Orgeron yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Orgeron still, I don't understand what he says.
Did you have the subtitles on?
Yes.
Okay.
I could have a translator come through all that. And for some reason, they do three players at the SEC Media Days because it just means more.
Of course.
Bringing three players there. I didn't hear any of the players. I just heard the three head coaches. And Jimbo says they're ready to win. They want to win now. And there is no grace period that he wants to win and win now and expects to win and win now.
Well, with that paycheck he has, he better have those expectations.
10 years, $75 million.
All guaranteed.
A&M has a 7-game losing streak at home to Alabama against SEC West opponents. I didn't know that. 7-streak home losing streak to SEC West opponents. Give me some of those numbers coming out of it. Orgeron says he shouldn't have hired Matt Canada. That thing just didn't work.
I was shocked at how candid he was about the Matt Canada situation yesterday on, not just at the podium, but he went on Paul Feinbaum's show and said some stuff like that. It was just, I was shocked that he was that open about a coordinator mistake like that.
I watched Feinbaum, and I watched part of Feinbaum's show yesterday. And you know what's crazy about Feinbaum? All I hear is, when you get up there and the commissioner talks, and he's like, well, now, this is Commissioner Sankey. Welcome to SEC Conference. Welcome to the SEC Conference kickoff. The SEC schools here, the SEC. We want to thank the SEC Network, the SEC reporters covering the SEC and SEC football. It's SEC this, SEC. Feinbaum doesn't do it.
Really?
No. Jimbo Fisher comes up and it's, in this conference, to play in this conference, I can cut my teeth in this conference, how hard this conference is. Feinbaum doesn't do it. Feinbaum doesn't give A&M, Kentucky, LSU, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Florida, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Missouri, Auburn, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, doesn't talk about any of those teams. He spends his time with Ed Orgeron yesterday saying, well, coach, that Alabama's a team to beat in the SEC West. How do you plan on beating Alabama? What happened when you played Alabama last year? Do you think you can beat Alabama this year? What can be different when you play Alabama?
Are you
only Alabama. That's it. It's only Alabama. There, nobody else plays the game at all. There is no other opponent. Georgia can line up and play Auburn in the SEC championship game, and it's only about Alabama. It's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn, I told you a few years ago when Auburn beat Alabama on the kick six.
Right.
Florida State beats Auburn in the national championship game a month later, or month 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
Feinbaum says that he, along with some other people, would have a hard time recognizing Florida State as a true national champion because it didn't beat Alabama. They beat the team that beat Alabama.
Who cares?
That's how it's only about Alabama. And if you don't beat Alabama, then there is no validity. And even if you do, it's a fluke. So Ed Orgeron, there's not about Matt Canada, not about any of your, who's going to be a quarterback. Tell us about the transfer. Tell us about the defense. Tell us about Aranda, the defense. No, it's only about what can you do to beat Alabama? That's it.
That angers me.
It's all. Nobody else plays football at all, according to this kid.
Well, then I guess everyone who's down there at those media days can just go ahead and take off, right? Or I guess once Nick Saban shows up. After you get done with the Nick Saban interviews, then why are you going to bother interviewing Derek Mason and Will Muschamp and all these other coaches?
To find out what they can do to
stop Alabama.
Stop Alabama.
Oh, well,
that's
well
it.
I'm looking forward to finding out.
Simple as that.
I also know how you can stop Alabama, and that's Deshaun Watson. But, hey, neither here nor there.
Alabama.
Bama. Baseball. SEC.
Alabama. All right. We're going to need to take our first break. We'll get you some audio today from some of these head coaches, or three head coaches that went yesterday. We're going to preview today's SEC stuff, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and Ole Miss. Preview Dabo's golf tournament today, and really look forward to hearing some of the things come out. I don't know from you, what do you want to hear come out of that? What's the big news from you? What would kind of catch your attention today with Dabo? You can hear all that coming up a little bit later on. Priority One is a company that we believe in here. You know, we're pretty lucky here, to be honest with you, that we could have gone with a bunch of different security providers, but we didn't do that. We went with Priority One. We looked around. We chose around and looked around, and we happened to go with the best. I want to talk to you a little bit about the three types of their technology that we use here. The video alarm system really is really cool. The Ring doorbell. We don't have that here because we don't have a doorbell here, but I think that's awesome to be able to be anywhere in the world and see who's at your door and be able to talk to them. Even though you might be in Edinburgh, Scotland right now, somebody rings your doorbell, you can talk to them there. And then finally, the Total Control app. You get all the video and you get all that, everything in hand. You can turn your air on, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down. You can dim lights, turn lights on and off. That's really cool. And see all the video stuff. Just more technology as these high-tech people from Priority One make your home and your business more secure. To find out more about Priority One, go to PriorityOneSecurity.com. Priority, the number one, Security.com. All right, we'll come back. We'll open up some phone lines. We got a lot to do today. Some football stuff, some baseball stuff, some golf stuff. Love to hear from you. It's the Mickey Plata Show with John. More right after this.
At eBay, your passion is a big deal. So right now, get a big deal on any passion from A to Z. No, really. Art, baking, coffee, design, exploring, fashion, golf, homebrewing, Italian cuisine, jogging, kayaking, landscaping, making beats, napping, outdoors, photography, questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, and ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth-generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
All superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The Vicki Plyler Show is on the air.
No way.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicki and Zach.
Say it's great to kick off the media days here in the SEC. It's a great honor, and like I say, very excited to be here at Texas A&M, and very excited to be back in the SEC. As some of y'all know, this is the conference in which I cut my teeth on, so I understand a lot about it, know a lot about it. But you know, in our short time at A&M, we've been there since December. Been very busy trying to establish the things and put the culture in place in which we think we have to have to be successful in this league. As I know, this is as good a league as there is in college football, and we know that you'll be challenged every week. So there's a way in which you have to go about things, and a process in which things have to be done to get the results in which you need. And there's no shortcut, because, like I say, whatever you don't the I you don't dot, the T you don't cross gets exposed in this league very quickly. And it's a very physical league, it's a very tough league, a very demanding league, very competitive league. And when you're a competitor, that's what you want to be a part of. I'm very blessed to be here, thankful to be here, and got a lot of challenges coming up, but I think our kids have done a great job. I'm very pleased with the offseason our staff and our strength and conditioning staff and our coaching staff have done with our players. I thought spring went very well. I thought we got a lot of things established, and like I say, you never have enough time in spring, especially in your first one. And the second half of spring, I thought we did things in a much more efficient manner, and wish we had about 15 more days, but that's just the way it goes. You don't get to do it that way. But then I think our summer strength conditioning program has been excellent. Our kids, if you'll see it, in excellent shape, and reports are getting back from our strength conditioning coach has been excellent. The meetings which we were allowed to have and the short meetings we were allowed to have with them have been excellent. The guys are really starting to grasp what we want to do and how we want to do it, and looking forward to the challenges, because like you say, we got a very challenging schedule, got a great season coming up, and but looking forward to it. And like I say, it's going to be that way every year you're in the SEC. So anybody, questions?
Thank you, Coach Fisher. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We have Victoria, Amanda, and Jean Louise that can bring a microphone to you. Coach, we'll start right here in the center along the aisle. Please stand and give your name and affiliation, please.
Bill Bender, Sporting News. Jimbo, you've had some early success on the recruiting trail, so what's the most consistent message you're giving about Texas A&M to those recruits?
Well, I think, first of all, is the direction in which we're going and way we believe and why we can have success. And I think it's a whole comprehensive package. When you're recruiting, I mean, you want to win. Everybody thinks about the winning. But when you get to Texas A&M, when you see the academic success it has, the Aggie network at the end, and then the commitment from the university as far as facilities and the things in which we are, and then the success in which our staff has had at previous stops in which we see the vision of our program, and then playing in the best league in college football, I mean, it makes it very easy to recruit to. And our staff has done a heck of a job there, and the people, and also our players. I think our players have done a great job once we've gotten guys on campus of selling what we're doing and being a part of that, as I say, because I think your players recruit for you every bit as much as the university or your coaches. I think they can sell your program to the, because like I say, when you're around the players and you're there on a visit, they'll tell you within 5 seconds, as soon as the coach walks away, he's either full of bull or he's telling you the truth. That's the way it is. And I think our players, our current players have bought in and been had a big part of that success.
Hey, Coach, we'll go over to our right-hand side. Please stand and give your name and affiliation, please.
Hello, Coach. Kamari Darrington with the Montgomery Advertiser. James Foster is one of those recruits that came in. What has been impressive about him to you so far and his role within the quarterbacks right now?
Well, I think first and foremost is his ability. He wants to be great. His work ethic, his demeanor. I think the things he did in college and in high school, from building the high school program which he was at and where the levels he took him from, because I believe they were winless when he started out, or had just a few wins when he started out as a quarterback as a sophomore there, and then took him to 10, 11 wins as a senior. I think his competitive nature stand out to me. Of course, he has great arm talent and physical talent, but I've loved his demeanor and his work ethic as much as anything. And also Tank Jenkins in that group, too. We got Tank from...
That's Jimbo Fisher from yesterday's SEC Media Days. Two points there. One is the A&M recruiting classes. Last year, they were 16th in the country. They signed 23 players in that class, and that was a short time to work with. The second thing is that in 2019 class so far, according to Rivals.com, Texas A&M second in the country, so behind only Alabama so far. 21 commitments, 1 5-star, with 9 4-stars. So A&M second in the country. Let me quick run down those rankings right now. Alabama 1, Texas A&M 2, Oklahoma 3, Michigan 4, Oregon 5, Notre Dame 6, Clemson 7, Ole Miss 8, LSU 9, Georgia 10, very early. Texas 11, Florida State 12, Ohio State 11, Texas 12. Florida State 13, South Carolina 14, Auburn 15, Miami 16. NC State's having a good year, 17. Tennessee having a good year at 18. Anyway, just a little recruiting stuff there. A&M number 2 in the country. The second part of that is quarterbacks. And Jimbo Fisher, if you go back and look at his most successful days as a coordinator with Jamarcus Russell, maybe some of those guys, or whoever he had at LSU, or at Florida State, the quarterback play was by far the most important. And I don't think they have great quarterback play now. I don't think the long-term answer at quarterback is on campus right now. Starkle is a sophomore. Kellen Mond is a sophomore. I'm not sure either of those two guys are the long-term answers there, but we'll have to get better play. Both those guys, struggled a little bit last year in a 7-6 season at Texas A&M. A little bit of audio from you. I'll let you hear a little bit from Mark Stoops in the next segment. We'll get Ed Orgeron, always entertaining Ed Orgeron, in our second hour. Reed Jewelers wants to tell you about their Diamond Design Show. It's coming up July the 27th and 28th. Just to make sure you know that. That's a week from Friday and a week from Saturday. It's time now to upgrade from the trade in and upgrade your diamond. You can remount and restyle any diamond that you have. They can do that with the remount specials going on as well, or any unmounted diamonds they have. View their extensive and affordable collection of unmounted diamonds. To find out more about their Diamond Design Show, go by and see our great friends at Reed's Jewelers, reeds.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. 288-9752, 288-9752, our friends over at Reed's Jewelers. Jimbo is a good hire for A&M. He's an interesting hire. I do believe that the head football coach is the single most important piece of the puzzle to your football program. You need presidential support. You need board support. You need athletic support, athletic director support. You need obviously facilities and a good region to recruit to. I think all those are in place right now at Texas A&M.
I agree.
The reason he left Florida State was all those weren't in place.
Yep.
The recruiting territory was in place. The history, the tradition was in place. I think the fan support a little bit. He'll have more fan support at A&M than he had at Florida State.
At least to begin with.
Yeah, bigger stadium.
Yeah.
More people. That'll be fine. He's going from one of the biggest hotbeds in recruiting to another of the biggest hotbeds in recruiting. He's going from – it's similar in a way that there's more than one school in the state that recruits the state in the state, more than one school in the state recruits out of state.
Right.
Into their state.
Right.
But the main reason why A&M has not been ultra successful in the past is that, well, A, they hadn't taken advantage of their opportunities. I talked about that 5-year period where A&M was ranked in the top 10 at some point in time in the season and couldn't close out the deal. That's one thing. The other thing there is that they really have not given those kids a reason to stay in the state.
Right.
Right now, Texas A&M is second in the country in recruiting. If you go back and look at their 21 commitments right now, they do have a kid from Virginia Beach. They have a quarterback from Georgia. They went over to Pensacola and got an offensive lineman. Tallahassee got a linebacker. That's Jimbo's roots, obviously. Over to Georgia for wide receiver, to Pennsylvania as well. But of their 21 commitments.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 15 of the 21 commitments are from the state of Texas. Let me give you the state rankings. I don't know if we have state rankings in here somehow, somewhere. I had to find it. But they're doing a really, really, really good job of giving kids a reason to stay in the state.
Oh, yeah.
Kenyon Green, offensive lineman, 6'5", 315. Who is from Humble, Texas, a 5-star, is the only 5-star on them, in-state kid. There is a reason now Jimbo gives that guy. I'm not sure that in the last 20 years, we told you their record. You can go to Texas, you can go out of state, you go to Oklahoma. Think of all the kids Oklahoma's coming there and gotten. LSU's come over and gotten. Arkansas's come and gotten. Michigan comes down. You know, some other teams come around.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys have found a way to keep players in the state now. You got to do that. And so he's doing a lot more of that coming up. Today, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and Ole Miss. Today here on our station, you're going to hear from Dabo Swinney. You'll hear from Brent Venables, Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott. Hear from Robbie Caldwell and those kind of folks there. That's coming up. I think I'm right by saying this, John. You know more about this than I do. I think I'm right by saying that, what, are they coming on as soon as we go off? Is it 9?
They are 12 to 3.
12 to 3 today.
They are combining the press box and out of bounds. I believe they're calling it out of the box.
Out of the box.
And I believe that is from 12 until, I've heard it's supposed to be till 3, but it could go longer depending on how chatty everyone decides to be.
I got you. I know they're looking forward to hearing those guys then 12 to 3 today. I heard them say it the other day. I was like, well, they're playing off. Are they taping some shows? Or
yeah.
How's this going to work? Anyway, good stuff there. For you Georgia fans, you will hear today, not on this station, but if you pay attention on SC Network or any kind of stuff, Terry Godwin, your senior wide receiver, Jonathan Ledbetter, your senior defensive end, and J.R. Reed, the junior defensive back, are the three guys that go there. In the next segment, I'll give you some thoughts. Obviously, we talk about Georgia all you want. In the next segment, let's hear a little bit from Mike Stoops at Kentucky. We got some thoughts about Georgia, what you could hear today. Also, later in the show, we'll tell you about Ole Miss and the job that Matt Luke has done and will continue to do there. The other, by the way, outside of Kirby Smart, in his third year. Matt Luke, first year, full-time. Chad Morse, first year. Dan Mullen, first year. Tomorrow, Joe Moorhead, first year. Jeremy Pruitt, first year. Along with Nick Saban and Barry Odom. Here's what's crazy about just the turnover in this league right now. Will Muschamp at South Carolina is heading into his third year. Right now, the only coaches in that league who have been at schools longer, obviously Saban has. Obviously, Malzahn at Auburn has. You have Curtis Martin, the same amount. I'm calling longer now. Longer mm-hmm. tenure at the school. Barry Odom, that's his third year there as well. Mark Stoops is in his sixth year at Kentucky. And Derek Mason's fifth year. There's only four coaches who've been at their schools longer than in the SEC than Will Muschamp's been at South Carolina.
That is so crazy to me.
That's what you're talking about now is the turnover in these leagues. Dabo Swinney is entering his 11th year at Clemson. 10th/11th.
Right.
The only coaches in this league who have been at their school any longer. I think I'm right by saying this. I know Cutcliffe is entering his 11th year. Mm-hmm. And that's 11th full year. Paul Johnson, full time. And that's it. So Dabo is in he's third in the tenure of head coaches in the ACC.
I still see Dabo as, you know.
As a young, just starting his career out kind of guy.
I mean, we just removed the interim tag.
I know.
Not that long ago.
That's crazy to think about, isn't it?
It really is.
But, you know, in the end, the it's a young man's sport.
Yes.
It's a young man's job. The turnover leads you to have so much pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to turnover. And so in the end, man, it's a very, very high turnover rate. Speaking of turnover rate, I'm about to turn something over in the refrigerator right now, in the freezer.
Uh-oh.
We have our new Clemson Gourmet ice cream, and our freezer is packed with it. So I hadn't had this yet. I'm going to sample this during the break. Guys, it's time now for the best ice cream in the Carolinas, Clemson's Gourmet ice cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan. You get real fruit. It's in the pint. You can get them at Edward Ingles. You can learn more about it at clemsonbest.com. Best gourmet ice cream out there. Summertime is their time. It's certified SC label on it. So grab a spoon. Go ahead and get into it. Homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan. You can get it all there. Now, remember, these are all farmers these dairy farmers are all Clemson graduates. And at 10% of the proceeds funds the campus programs to pay it forward initiatives and internships and scholarships and research. So this is able to visit clemsonbest.com, and you're going to absolutely love it. I'm going to try the homemade vanilla during the break, see how that works out. Like, as Phil and Greenwood said, breakfast of champions. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. Who in the right mind wouldn't have ice cream if you could every single day? Also, when we come back, Dr. Skinny says, teach me how to Hilton Head. John is from Hilton Head. He'll do that. So Mark Stoops, we'll get a little ice cream review for you. Talk a little bit more about the SEC Media Days and kind of get you ready for Clemson Media Days with your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. We'll take a short break. Come back for more with John and Mickey. It's Mickey Paul Show. More right after this.
Hendrick Honda, surrounded by colleges and universities, let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
with summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
You scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words sometimes.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Back to my sixth. Hard to believe it's my sixth year here at the SEC Media Days. Great to be in Atlanta. Last time I was in this venue, I was here with Courtney Love, and he was accepting the Danny Warfel Trophy. So brings back fond memories, and great to be here. Appreciate you, Greg. Appreciate Commissioner, what he does for myself, the support he gives me, all of us coaches, everybody throughout the league. They do a great job, and appreciate him. Media, thank you. Thanks for what you do to promote Kentucky, promote the league. And I appreciate your hard work. As I move into year six, the biggest thing you look at Kentucky, the biggest thing I feel is the change in expectation, and that's a good thing. We're excited about that. We embrace those expectations. Really, it starts with our coaches, our fan base, and most importantly, our players. We expect more. We've been close. We've done some good things. I'm proud of the work that we've done, but we would look forward to making a big jump this year. We returned some players with experience. We returned some talent. We returned some players that decided to forego the NFL and come back to do more, to play with a chip on their shoulder, to win some football games. We're tired of being close in some. We want to win and get over that hump. And you're going to get an opportunity to visit with some of those guys that are here today. Josh Allen, an outside linebacker from New Jersey. He's the epitome of development, comes into our program as a two-star recruit, probably 200 pounds, and he's a solid 260 and projected as a first-round draft pick, and we're excited about Josh. Next, C.J. Conrad, a tight end out of Ohio, another guy, had he not been injured last year, had an opportunity to come out and play in the NFL, but a big tight end from Ohio. Benny Snell, of course, a guy that's been over 1,000 yards his first 2 years at Kentucky. Not only good football players, but they're great leaders. And in anchoring what's going on here this summer. I'm proud of our team, what they're doing, the way they're working, the attitude that they have this summer is just what we're looking for. You know, we've talked in the past about building that capacity. We talked last year about being consistent, and now it's a matter of just honing in and refining all the things that we've been building the past 5 years to take it to another level. But I feel very good. I think, you know, the experience that we have and the talent that we have is going to give us an opportunity to win each and every time we take the field, and that's where I talk about embracing those expectations and you know, enjoying that and being ready for the grind. Our coaching staff is back. It's only the second time since I've been there. We've had both coordinators back, Eddie Grant on offense and Matt House on defense. I like our staff and what we're doing. I have a lot of confidence in them. So we're excited about the year, and it's always a challenge, but it's an exciting one.
That is the head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, Mark Stoops. He's excited about that. You know, I made fun, John, of talking season the last couple of weeks, and you heard it all right there. You know, our experience, our seniors, our leadership, our team, we're in good physical condition. You know, that was it, man.
Yeah, our guy, we brought him in as a two-star, and now he's 260 pounds, going to be a first-round pick.
That's right, man. We got it all wrapped up in that one little deal there. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Get in touch with Harbin Lumber, full-service lumber yard. They want to be there for you. They want to show you how they will knock your socks off. So for you folks out there that are remodeling on your own, maybe subbing it out, maybe building your own home and subbing a thing out, maybe let them take care of it for you. Let them give you all the interior products, exterior products. They have their own door plant. We bought our doors from them. They have their own truss plant. They have their own... wall plant. They do all those things, and you're going to absolutely love dealing with them. They will exceed every single bit of expectations you have. They're going to knock your absolute socks off when it comes to their customer service end of it. Let them take care of you and every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. For 100 years of treating people right, it's our great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Text message extraordinaire says it best. And the Steve Spurrier voice. It's only Kentucky. Have you heard that story before on the show? It's only Kentucky. I wanted to throw something to you, John.
Okay.
Because you grew up in Hilton Head. Dr. Skinny says, John, can you teach me how to Hilton Head? Restaurants that aren't tourist traps. Also, there's no alcohol law on the beach. Can one just pour beer into a cup from a cooler? Or is that okay? Will the cops go through the coolers too? Thanks in advance. That's Dr. Skinny staying at the beach and tennis club with the wife there and a two-year-old. All right. So Dr. Skinny says, man, teach him how to Hilton Head. What's he need to know?
Well, plenty of fine restaurants, plenty of good places to go. Obviously, our friends over at Palmetto Dunes can give you all the golf and tennis, and you can go to Alexander's over there. You're right by Shelter Cove for the fireworks. That's a good spot to be. As far as pouring beer on the beach, I wouldn't know. I've never done any of that. I don't condone those. No, I'm just kidding. I don't believe they're going to rummage through your cooler,
right. But
don't – I'll have to say and tell people this all the time, just don't be an idiot about it.
Yeah.
But it, you know, you can't go wrong with the salty dog. Harbor Town, there's so many good places to go. Even though they're your quote-unquote tourist traps, they're still spots you got to go.
Speaking of food.
Yep.
Tried a little Clemson's Best ice cream during the break. Still trying to get it right now. Pretty good stuff, man.
Is it truly Clemson's Best?
It's pretty good stuff. I'll tell you this. Now I'm an ice cream connoisseur, and my palate is not ready at 6:53 in the morning.
this is not your usual ice cream time?
No, it's pretty good. Hey, look, man, there is no bad time for ice cream.
Amen.
I can tell you that.
Amen.
I'll always do all that. Let me get Delvin, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Yeah, I want to talk about some comments Jimbo Fisher made and Ed O'Dron. First, Jimbo Fisher, what do you think about the comments that he said, the ACC, or their improvement as a comes to the SEC?
Well, we all owe the SEC everything because we all know that all forms of life all started at the SEC. Evolution comes from the SEC. Every piece of all bread, all of our water, all of our spirits, all of our souls, everything comes from the SEC. We know that. All the air that you breathe every single day, it all starts in the SEC. Without the SEC and SEC Sports and SEC Network and SEC and this conference, what in the world would we ever do? How would we ever live? It is the existence of all life. Why in the world would you ever want to think about living anything? We just need to bow down, hit our knees, and thank the SEC.
But that's why Northern Delaware still want to come to the study. I mean, when you said that the ACC already approved me as a conflict to the SEC. It only seems like Ed Orgeron is throwing Matt Canada under the bus. I mean, only Matt Canada come out and throw him under the bus. Hey, if you want to meddle in my offense, man, we could have did something, man. It's just unbelievable. And, and another thing, Mickey, I said that John Tessitore and all those guys who do Monday Night Football were going to be on the SEC Network. What they were Sunday, they were on the SEC Network. I ain't never known a Monday Night Football team to be on the SEC Network, I guess.
Well, you got Joe Tessitore, the smoothest man in all of broadcasting. Joe Tessitore. Of course he's on the SEC Network, man. Hey, why go down and do just stinking Monday Night Football? Everybody knows that the pinnacle of all broadcasting is the SEC Network.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I never seen the Monday Night Crews on the SEC Network. I just find it interesting. I know they got Boomer Ford and Jason Witten on the Monday Night Crew, but come on now, man. Really?
Well, Joe's got to put his hands in his pockets and do the eyebrows and be really, really smooth and plastic.
Yeah.
Do that for
but
sure.
But I didn't want to get a take on that. What do you think about that? Do you think Matt Canada should come out and speak? I mean, Ed Orgeron just throw him on the bus, but don't get Ed Orgeron with Melvin in the office too as well.
That's a good point. Look, in the end, Ed Orgeron, it goes under his record. Last year's 9-4 season, that's Ed Orgeron's record. That's LSU's record. He's responsible. You can blame it on Matt Canada all you want. Look, there's a lot of reasons you lose games. You can have injuries. You can have bad officiating. The other team might be better. You might not execute. You might fumble. Players might fumble. You can blame whoever you want to blame. In the end, it's Ed Orgeron who hired him. Ed Orgeron had a chance to go out and hire whoever you wanted to hire. He chose Matt Canada. It didn't work, but that's Ed Orgeron's responsibility. And, you know, I told the story, and Delvin, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot.
Thanks for my call.
I told the story before on the Sopranos version of this about the Russian president that takes over for the previous president.
Mm-hmm.
And after a major scandal, they overthrow the sitting president of Russia. And he sits down with the new president and he goes, in my desk, you'll find two letters. When you get yourself in the first, have you heard this before?
I have not.
When you get yourself in the first major jam of your political careers in your reign here, open the first letter. When you get yourself in the second, open the second letter. And a few years later, major scandal happens in the administration and he opens the first letter and says, blame everything on me and my administration. So he did it and everything was fine. And a few years later, the second scandal comes down and they opens up the second letter and it says, sit down and write two letters. Point being, Ed Orgeron can blame Matt Canada this time.
Right.
You get one of those.
Yep. Everybody gets one.
Now it's got to work because he'll have to write a second letter next time. But let's don't fool ourselves. Ed Orgeron hired Matt Canada. That's his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's his name on that front desk plate. Let me get Billy and Anderson, 654 Roar. Billy, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Very good, Mickey. How you doing?
Couldn't be better.
I was listening to the coach from Kentucky talk this morning, and it brought back some memories. You know, these local boys, when they go out, and I'm the biggest Clemson fan I think that probably is around here anyway, but back when Sean Ellis was at Westside, he went to Tennessee, you know, and then I kind of watched Tennessee a lot. And then when Greg Addison went to NC State, kind of pulled for him. But this year, you know, Kentucky signed Westside's kicker, Chance Poor, who was one of the top kicker in the state.
Yeah.
They signed him, so he's going to be kicking for Kentucky. So I'm going to kind of watch Kentucky a little bit for the next 4 years and hope he does good, you know?
Yeah, it's always good to have those kids out there and to see those kids do that. And you know, we don't talk enough about it, but our state still produces, you know, Division I athletes out there. So, yeah, the local boy, I'm sure, will do really, really well, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pull for him, especially. I hope he kicks a lot of field goals against them Gamecocks, you know.
a lot of extra points.
Heart, you know?
Yeah, you're hoping for a ton of extra points in there, right?
Extra points, and, you know, I'd love to see him kick about a 60-yarder to win the game to break old Gamecock heart, you know, yeah. So.
I think he's going to start. From what I understand, he's supposed to be have an inside track on the starting position there.
Yeah, I talked to his father, and he said that he looks like he's going to be the starting kicker. I know not many people return kickoffs against him. He booted him so far at the end zone that you know, the kickoff, the people just look up and he kicks through the uprights, you know. So he's a great kicker.
Well, that's great.
I wish Clemson could have got him, but, I mean, you know, I think Kentucky's going to benefit from it.
I hope so. I hope he does really well up there.
Okay, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Billy. Good phone call there. Mark Stoops in year six trying to win at Kentucky. Doing a local kid there. We'll see how that turns out. In our next hour, we're going to talk some golf. We'll talk about the British Open and the fastest fairways that we've maybe ever seen in major championship golf. Talk some of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game stuff. A lot of college football talk, though, with John. I'm Mickey Mann. We would love for you to come back for hour number two right after this.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority.